Salwete discipuli, and all my etymologizers, my omnes, meaning all or everybody. Thank you again for tuning in for another episode of Latin in Layman's. I know it's been a while, and I realize that I've taken a bit of a hiatus. I'm trying not to do these kinds of things, but I've just been a little inundated with a bunch of work in the beginning of the school year. You know, it's a lot of work. If you guys don't know what teaching is, seldom are we actually teachers, but we're also strategists, psychologists, therapists, parents, mitigators, interrogators. We're literally everything. So yeah, it's been a week, but you know what? I'm getting back into it and I'm finding the silver linings in all the exhaustion that I've had so far. So yeah, you know what? Thanks again for continuing to stay with me and sticking with me as I try and do this rhetoric revolution. So thank you again. And also, I want to shout out a new rating on my Apple Podcasts here. Firstly, I got one on the 7th of August from Elite XXX, Elite Sniper Jacob XXX. Thank you very much, Elite Sniper. You probably are the most elite. Titling it with 5 stars, what a fantastic resource. This podcast is excellent. I regularly find myself listening and learning Latin grammar with Liam, which increases my understanding of English grammar. I can easily lose myself in an episode while I tidy up the kitchen or fold the laundry, and I routinely feel like my understanding of language is richer as a result. I cannot recommend this podcast enough. I want to really appreciate that. That means a lot, means so much, especially because I never really know whom I'm reaching with my podcast because, like I said in the past, I just kind of talk into a microphone and hope that my voice reaches the ethers to the point where, yeah, you know, all that good stuff. And then finally, Wish to Fix on the 8th, the day after, Easy to Understand, titled the rating. Love how Liam makes it so simple to learn Latin words and their meaning. Thanks, guys. I really do appreciate it. Thank you. Now, without further ado, I want to talk about modern applications of Latin, as well as sometimes in Greek and mainly in science, because what I'm doing is I'm taking a day with my students and we are going over etymology and all the modernity of Latin, because you know what? That's what I'm always about. I'm trying to help students, kiddos, elementary kids. Like, I got to find a way to bridge the fact that Latin is not this dead language, although a lot of them do think it's that. So how do I do it? Well, I take terms that are within our modern field or within other particular studies. So I've been collaborating a lot with my science team and I got their curriculum. So let's get into some words here that are in science that involve Latin or Greek. And yeah, you know, I think it'll be a lot of fun. So in fact, why do we call it science? Because it really just comes from the Latin word scio sciere, which means to know, which aids us in learning more and more about the world and through tests and retests, right? That's what science is, the scientific method. That's where it came from, because science seeks both to know but also to prove itself wrong until it becomes theory, right? Because theory then comes from the Greek theoria, which means contemplation or speculation. So something that just becomes more contemplation. In fact, if you look at contemplation, con meaning with or together, templation coming from tempus, which means time. So a together of time. Next one, energy. E or M, which refers to within, and ergon in Greek means to work. So A plus B equals to work within. And that's what energy is. In fact, if I would go to Almighty Google and look up the definition, energy is the capacity for doing work. So yeah, there you go. How about constellation? Con meaning with and to or together. Stella, what does Stella sound like? Well, if you know, you might know, because Stella can also be very in similar forms to other languages, meaning star. Constellation, according to Almighty Google, just refers to a pattern of stars in the sky all together. Constellation, con means with and or together. Stella means stars, a together amount of stars. stars that are with each other. Next one we have is revolution, meaning back, volution coming from volo volere, which means to roll. So when you roll back again, because re means back again. So the movement of one object around another refers to revolution, according to Almighty Google. And it just means that you're rolling back again. Rolling back again and around. Transfer. Trans means across, fere, the verb in Latin, which means to bear. So what do you do when you A plus B transfer? You bear across, and that's what you do. Transfer is a verb, essentially, that just means from moving from one place to another. Transatlantic, trans-Siberian, transdermal, across the skin. Prediction, pre meaning before, deco dicere, which means to speak, say, and or declare. So then A plus B again would be pre, before, deco, say. So then all you do is you declare before, you speak before, you say before. And when you predict, you say or you estimate that, I guess, a specific thing will happen in the future or will be a consequence of something happening. There you go. You just are speaking before what actually happens. Now let's take a moment here. I know that we've talked about this before, but hey, maybe this is the first time you're tuning in and you haven't heard the word kentum. Kentum is a word, and this is where we're going to take a little bit of a derivative break, and we're going to take a word like kentum, which means 100 in Latin, and we're going to bridge down off of that. So firstly, I'll take centipede. How about centi meaning 100, pedes referring to foot. We are bipedal creatures, bi meaning two, right? Humans. But your dogs and cats are quadrupedal, as well as your automobile, if you consider your wheels as feet. Centipede, pedes, if you want to go get a pedicure, you're just getting your feet cared for. Curo, curare, which means to care for. Cents. Cents is how many cents are in a dollar? 100. Percent, through 100 or by 100. Per meaning through or by, kentum meaning 100. Centurion also. Centurion, if you didn't know, is actually a commander of what? What makes it typically in that centurion? Commander of 100 men. And then finally, century, which is 100 years. Next one we have is solution. Solution, which comes from the Latin word solvere, which means to loosen. So when you have a solution, you just loosen it. Or when you solve a problem, what do you do when you solve a problem? You just loosen it from its tight, rigid edges before. You loosen it all the way to its answer. Supernova. Super, meaning above. Nova, meaning new. A definition, first supernova is just an explosion of a high mass star that it has completed its life cycle, essentially. So it's an above star that is new. Observe. Ob meaning in Greek in front of or before, and servo means to protect or guard. So when you observe, you guard or protect before or in front of. So according to Google, this is to see or to take notice of something. Yeah, very cool. Next one we have is evidence. E meaning out of and or away from, but more typically out of in this case. Video videre, which means to see. So if you do an A plus B here, you see out of, aka evidence, which means a sign which shows that something exists or is true. Dissolve also is where we get the word, comes from solution. Dis means apart, solvere means to loosen. So when you dissolve a particular particle, you loosen it apart. And with reference to a solid, become or cause to become incorporated into a liquid so far as to form a solution. That's what Almighty Google says about that. Don't at me, that's just what it is. Hypothesis. Hypo means low or below, and thesis means to put or place. So it's a low placement of or a below placement of. Hypothesis literally means a proposed explanation based on the basis or made on the basis of limited evidence as a starting point for further investigation, right? So then if you test a hypothesis more and more often, that's what leads eventually into theory. Hypoglycemia. Hypo means low, glycine coming from glykis in Greek, meaning sugar. It's where we get glucose. What is glucose? Well, it's where we get glycogen from, which is stored sugar in the liver and in the muscles. Glucose is also sugar, which is why we call it sweet all the way back in late antiquity with glykis. And then finally, emia, right? Hypoglycemia, presence in blood. So if you do an A plus B plus C, in this case, you get a low plus sugar plus presence in blood, aka low blood sugar. I'm going to leave it there. I feel like I've spotted a bunch of information at you guys. So if you enjoyed what we had to learn here today in terms of science, learning all of the Latin, all of the grammar, and fleshing out the words, basically like we're parsing English words more so than you thought you could have. So if you learned something new and you feel like you might even take a lot of this information on into your future and incorporate it in your language and speech, then thank you. You rock. You're a rock star. But I'm going to not ramble. I'm going to say one more thing, which is tempus est discedere. Thanks again, y'all. Take care and have a wonderful weekend.